Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Sister Kathy Flynn. Sister Kathy is a member of the Sinsinawa Dominican Sisters, living in Milwaukee. Her preaching today is entitled, The Charioteer.
A reading from the book of Acts. Then the angel of the Lord spoke to Philip, "Get up and head south on the road that goes down from Jerusalem to Gaza, the desert route." So Philip got up and set out. Now there was an Ethiopian eunuch, a court official of the Candace, that is, the queen of the Ethiopians, who was in charge of her entire treasury. He had come to Jerusalem to worship and was returning home. He was sitting in his chariot reading the prophet Isaiah. The Spirit said to Philip, "Go and join up with that chariot." So Philip ran up and heard the eunuch reading Isaiah the prophet and said, "Do you understand what you are reading?" And he replied, "How can I, unless someone teaches me?" And he invited Philip to get in and sit with him. This is the scripture passage he was reading. Like a sheep, he was led to the slaughter, and just as a lamb before its shearer is silent, so he also opened not his mouth. In his humiliation, justice was denied him. Who will tell of his posterity? For his life is taken from the earth. Then the eunuch said to Philip in reply, "Please, tell me about whom is the prophet saying this? Is he talking about himself or about someone else?" Then Philip opened his mouth, and beginning with this scripture passage, he proclaimed Jesus to him. As they traveled along the road, they came to some water. And the eunuch said, "Look, there's water. What's to prevent me from being baptized?" And he ordered the chariot to stop. Philip and the eunuch both went down into the water, and Philip baptized him. When they came out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord snatched Philip away, and the eunuch saw him no more. But he continued on his way, rejoicing. Philip came to Azotus and went about proclaiming the good news to all the towns until he reached Caesarea. The Word of God. I don't know about you, but I have a tough time looking at life these days through anything but a COVID-19 lens. Approaching this reading has been no different. Interesting scripture. Philip being told by an angel to get up and run along south from Jerusalem toward Gaza, not on a well-traveled road, but on the more out-of-the-way, dusty desert route. The Ethiopian eunuch, a black man, who, if eunuch means what it typically means, is malformed and also a man of some means, given his position of authority. A very dark-skinned man from a place that would have been considered beyond the ends of the earth back then, certainly beyond the edges of Christianity. A man who had come to Jerusalem to worship, yet who really didn't seem to understand what he was reading. And then along came Philip, who ignited something deep within the Ethiopian, teaching him the good news of Jesus' life, death, and resurrection, evangelizing. The Ethiopian ordered his chariot to stop at a pond of water. He asked for and was baptized, and then the Spirit whisked Philip away, and the Ethiopian went away rejoicing. Reading this caused me to ponder, why an Ethiopian eunuch? Why not someone closer to home? And why a eunuch? Why Philip? Why the southern route through a dusty desert? Biblical scholars agree that this account shows that God intended for the word to be spoken and taught and understood by Jews and Gentiles alike, by all people, both those within the political and religious spheres of the day and those who fell without, who were marginalized. Because for God, there is no other. But my pondering kept coming back to one figure in this story, the charioteer, the driver of the Ethiopian's chariot. Did he have ears to hear? What was he thinking as all of this took place? Was his heart on fire too? Did he go home and reflect on all that he had heard and seen, on the things in his heart? I have no idea, but I want to believe that this seemingly chance encounter between his boss and this man, Philip, changed him too. What ripple effect might this have had, far beyond the interaction between the eunuch and Philip? The word was meant for him too. And here's where I started reflecting on the coronavirus and our response to it. Our lives have changed, period. Many of us have been furloughed from our chosen and given ministries. Yet we have not been furloughed from our call. Even now, though we ache to be with the people who need us most and who we need too, even now we can participate in the creation of a new world by how we choose to engage in it. It seems more clear than ever that how we choose to be, rather than what we choose to do, will have a ripple effect and a lasting impact, perhaps well after we're gone. We should be painfully, or perhaps happily, aware of the positive life energy we send out by a smile, a kind word, notes of gratitude, by our presence, by our prayer, and by a genuine love for that which is truly important in our lives, and for the grace that we swim in daily. We are surrounded by charioteers who, though we may not be aware, are impacted by how we should choose to be and how we are called to be.